You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, public health nursing.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. This is Donna Bean. I'm here with Public Health Nursing. I've got a couple of guests here today. We are going to be talking about tuberculosis. We had originally scheduled this for March when we had World TB Day, which was March 24th. And we had to postpone it until April. But we are now able to answer questions for the community about tuberculosis. As many of you may have heard, we do have tuberculosis in our region, and we've had an incident last month around tuberculosis. So we're here with Evelina Ashay, who is a public health nurse, and Dr. Bruce Chandler from Anchorage, who works with the state as an advisor. So I'm going to let Evie and Dr. Bruce introduce themselves and just tell us a little bit about their role and background with tuberculosis. Evie, if you can start.
My name is Evelina Ashay, and I'm a public health nurse, and I work with a lot of people that have TB, and we do other things. But I grew up in Nunup, and then I moved to Bethel over 20 years ago, so I work at public health now.
Dr. Chandler?
Hi, I'm Bruce Chandler. I mainly live in Anchorage. I've been here a long time, but primarily work at the Anchorage Health Department in the morning, so mostly doing TB, and one of the afternoons I become a pediatrician at Anchorage Newport Health Center. So on Wednesdays I help with the state TB program with the section of epidemiology.
And how long have you worked with TB?
Happy before you were born. I first started in public health here in 1992.
No, I was alive then. Okay, so both of you have got a lot of experience.
Well,
yeah.
We learn by living, don't we?
We do. And for anyone who's listening, I just wanted to give out our phone numbers in case you've got any questions. We've got the local number 543-5985 or 1-800-995-8954. And if you prefer email, you can always email radio@kyuk.org with any questions or comments, and we can address them. But just to start off, sort of introducing tuberculosis, it's an ancient disease that's been around for a long time. It's a bacteria, so it can be treated with antibiotics. But Dr. Chandler, you've worked and written a lot about TB in Alaska. I was wondering if maybe you could introduce the history of tuberculosis in Alaska, maybe talk a little bit about the YK Delta specifically.
Sure. Like you said, it's a bacterial disease, but it's a very slow-growing bacteria, so with many other bacteria, a very short course of an antibiotic will cure it. TB is a different bug. It takes a long time, at least 6 months of treatment to cure a TB disease. And it's transmitted as an airborne disease, so if I have TB, usually if I have it in the lungs, and the sicker I get, the more I cough, and the more bacteria I release into the air. And if there are other people around me who happen to inhale some of those bacteria, then other people get infected. Most most of us will become infected if we have a healthy immune system. Our immune system walls it off, and most of us will never get active disease. But we expect about 10% of people who are infected will get active disease at some point in their life. Sometimes it happens right away, especially if we have an immature or impaired immune system. And so we worry, especially about young kids whose immune system hasn't fully developed. They may be at risk to develop active disease quickly. And the rest of us have the infection, but we can only find it by doing a blood test or a TB skin test. Otherwise, we're not sick and we're not infectious to anyone. I think it's good if we have what we call active disease. That means that the bacteria are actively multiplying in at least one part of our body. Most commonly, it's in our lungs. And as that happens, we start to get sick, and we most commonly present with a cough that won't go away. And pretty much TB anywhere in the body can give us fevers and chills and night sweats, and people start to lose weight. And some of us with bad disease in our lungs cough up blood. And so those are the main symptoms of when we're sick with TB. We estimate there may be about 30,000 people in Alaska who are infected with TB. And those people, unless they had a TB skin test or a blood test, we'd never know they were infected.
But where did TB come from? Why do we have TB in Alaska?
So we have a long history of TB, and I think the elder people in the region recognize how devastating TB has been in the past, especially in the YK region. The rates were, as far as we can tell, rates were low until the fur traders and fishermen and other non-native people started moving into the region. Many of those people came from parts of the world where there are high rates of TB, and cities on the East Coast even with high rates of TB. So some people came with TB, brought TB along with them when they came to Western Alaska. When people around them sharing airspace became infected, many people in Western Alaska became infected. Until 1950, TB was the leading cause of death among Alaska Natives.
Was that for everyone? So adults, children, in 1950, Alaska Natives were dying first of TB, was the number one killer?
Actually, in 1950, TB was the leading cause of death for all Alaskans.
For all Alaskans, okay.
Some people may remember before we had TB medicines to treat TB, they set up sanitariums in different communities around Alaska. People identified with TB were sent to sanitariums, including young children. We didn't have any medicines at that time that would cure TB. And so the feeling was that breathing healthy air and a good diet would help some people. I'm sure there are elders in your region that remember people being sent to sanitariums and never hearing again what happened to them. It's not a good situation. There were studies in the early 1950s looking at kids, and they found that 90% of kids in the YK region were infected with TB in the first 3 years of their life. Just tremendous rates of transmission. So in the winter, it's very, a confined living. People one person has it, and you're living in a small living space, and you're coughing, and it's hard not to become infected if you're staying with that person.
So, thank you, Dr. Chandler. So TB, you gave us a lot of information. So TB is a bacteria that grows really slowly. So we have to treat it with antibiotics for a long time. It used to be that we didn't have a treatment for it up until about 60, 70 years ago. And people died of it in sanatoriums. And there are elders here that were sent to sanatoriums, and some people did survive. It is an airborne disease, and we'll touch on that in a little bit. But basically, tuberculosis is a global problem, and Alaska has had it for a while. And so here in the YK Delta, like Dr. Chandler said, about 60, 70 years ago, almost all children were infected with TB, meaning they're carriers of the bacteria. And it doesn't always make you sick when you have the TB bacteria in your body, but it can later in life. If you ever have a weak immune system, it can activate and start making you sick, and then you can spread it to other people. And Alaska's unique because we have housing. It's winter, and people like to be indoors, and if we don't have great ventilation, we can spread it to people that we live with by being in a small space together. So we're talking about TB here. There was a case in Bethel. I'm going to let Evie maybe just give us some information on what happened in April and why we're doing mass testing right now here in Bethel.
So in April, there was a person that attended this church, New Fire Bethel Ministry, and they were having a revival that weekend, and this person happened to be there during the revival. And this person didn't know that they had TB, and afterwards she went to the this person went to the hospital and found out about all this afterwards. But when this person was at the revival,
people may have been exposed, we think.
Mm-hmm.
So, just touching on this, there's two types of TB, and Dr. Chandler, you touched on this. There's one bacterium, but there's two phases. We have latent and active TB. Just wondering if you could maybe in sort of simple terms describe the difference between latent and active.
So if we inhale the bacteria, it settles down into our lung. Our immune system, if it's working well, reacts and detects that you've been infected. And it mobilizes immune cells to surround the bacteria. The immune system has difficulty killing the bacteria, but it certainly can wall it off. And if our immune system's working well, 90% of us are going to live a long and healthy life and never get sick with TB. If our immune system either initially is unable to wall the bacteria off, or something happens later on and our immune system weakens, then the bacteria may start to multiply, and when that happens, we develop active disease and we get sick with active TB.
So we can be carriers of TB and never be contagious or spread it to anyone.
if we're just infectious and not sick, that's exactly right. We're carrying the bacteria, but if life goes well, we never get sick with it.
Okay.
The World Health Organization estimates that 1 out of 4 people around the globe is infected with TB.
Yes. So TB is a serious problem. In the United States, we haven't really, at least, haven't had homegrown TB. A lot of it comes from other countries. Is that correct?
That's right. And it's a different situation here in Anchorage. About half of our people with active disease are people who are infected in other countries, and now they've moved to Alaska, and for whatever, for multiple reasons, their immune system weakens and they get sick with the disease. We also see Alaska Native people, many of whom grew up in rural villages, were infected in the past, and then they've developed their disease here in Anchorage. About half and half. Most of the cases in western Alaska are from people who were infected a long time ago, and unless they've been treated for their TB infection, things change as we get older. We develop other diseases, and we become more likely to get sick with TB.
So we can have latent TB and not get sick, but sometimes when we get older, just with the natural aging process, you can have a weak immune system, or let's say you get maybe bronchitis or pneumonia, and that can weaken your immune system, and maybe the TB will activate and start making you sick.
I think that's a good way to put it. Some of the cases we see are people. When we get older, we get rheumatoid arthritis or bad psoriasis, and they're now we're going on some of the new biologic medications to control it, and that weakens the immune system, and people develop active disease. People go on prednisone for various conditions.
Oh, the steroids.
Right. So.
Okay.
And then some of us just develop active disease, and we don't know what changed their immune system. But we expect about 10% of people who are infected eventually will develop active disease.
So there is a chance you'll develop active. What are some of the symptoms of active disease, active tuberculosis disease?
So the one we think most about is a cough that won't go away. So a cough lasting longer than 2 to 3 weeks. And some of us cough up blood or have chest pain with it. The other things, as our disease progresses, we start to, we usually lose weight. We often get night sweats that we haven't had previously, fevers and chills, and feeling tired all the time, wasting away.
So as public health nurses, we do a lot of screening. We go out into communities. We screen schools. We screen communities where TB is active. And these are some of the questions that we will ask folks if they've ever been treated for TB or if they've got any symptoms. And the coughing is something that, we have to explain. It's a prolonged cough. If it's productive, what color is coming out? And night sweats. So some people turn their stove up too high, or some people are going through menopause or other issues. So we just want to clarify. It could be anyone. If you have any questions, though, about any one of these things, you can always go to a clinic in your village, to Bethel Public Health or YKHC, or to get a PPD placed. Or even a blood test to see if you have the bacteria in your body, because it is treatable. I've also got Julia here.
Hi.
She's going to do some translating for us into Yupik. So maybe just we're going to talk about the symptoms that we just discussed about TB for folks.
Yeah. Ukuk hani TB in public health una kina yuk tibil re ilagout khulin yuk ni fire beson ministry revival la khat nyawai ol bowling ali mi mam dril mi toilutoni bi khakhluki nalun rilin iluku tb khutja toni revival la mi ilagout khati pl 12 am 14 amun tibil rechtan khon toni ivricht skummait tb sakhchuktuq iyukunak Anriarlukulu Sachtungaluni Gina Yukan Riaguni Tibil Alamium Tibil Rimnunini Tibing Yungaluni Tibil Rit Nauslung Yungout Tibir Luding Illaitachak Luding Mikelngut Jali Suasan Kapkutilgut Binelngut Sutemait Nauslung Yungout Hemen Illait Suasakut Kafzin ging out in our song, you can allude in T. Bill Reed Hadden Billachtut Gusroma looting being Ioni Nidil in your sojip sugu Jali sugus had Aurum Ilan Kakluni Jali sugum you looting Boklani Raksuding Sraksuding Taksuk Suguluding Binna Dingsu
Goyana. Thank you. And again, for anyone just tuning in, if you have any questions about TB, about the recent activity in Bethel, or where to get tested, you can call in now and talk to us at 543-5985 or 1-800-995-8954. So we've talked a little bit about the history of TB in the Delta and in Alaska. TB is a global issue, but we've got a lot of it in the YK Delta. Alaska is actually number one in 2018 for new cases. The national average was 2.4 cases per 100,000, and Alaska was 8.5 cases per 100,000. So we've got TB is common here. If you think that you might have TB or if it's in your community, there's no need to panic. It's treatable, very treatable. Here in Alaska, we have antibiotics that you can get treated with, and it's anywhere between 3 to 6 months for treatment. There are different ways to get tested. So there's a skin test or a blood test. Dr. Chandler, could you talk to us about those two different types of testing?
Sure. I think most people probably recall having the TB skin tests, really a small amount of tuberculin solution. It's some proteins from the TB bacteria injected into a little bubble on the forearm, and if our immune system recognizes those proteins, meaning that a person's been infected with TB in the past, the immune system mobilizes against those proteins, and we get a red hard bump where those proteins were, the little bubble was poised. It takes 2 to 3 days for the immune system to react, so we sometimes get a little redness initially, but it's the firm bump after 2 to 3 days that we measure to determine if the person's been infected.
So it is a bump, not a bruise, because sometimes when people get the skin test, they get worried. The needle sometimes causes a bruise, but we're looking for an actual bump.
Right. The reading's based on the size or the diameter of the bump. It's not that you can feel, not on the redness or bruising.
Okay, and what about, we've got new technology that's being used across the nation and the globe. In Alaska, we don't always have access to what is called a QuantiFERON blood test, but YKHC does do them. And could you talk a little bit about that test?
So that's another option. In Anchorage, we mainly do the quantiferon test because we have it readily available. And some people think it's a rather easier to say yes or no, you're infected based on having seen the lab report. And that test, they draw a small blood sample and put it in four different tubes. And those tubes are coated with proteins that are only found in the TB bacteria. Okay. And on rare, a few other rare bacteria, but most non-TB mycobacteria don't cause a positive quantiferon test. So the blood goes in there, the white cells that are in our blood, you know, interact with those proteins, and if they are sensitized to TB, they release what's called interferon, gamma, and the test actually measures how much interferon gamma those white cells produce in the various tubes. If our white cells react against TB, then we get a positive quantiferon test.
Okay, so we either get a skin test that where our body will react to a protein after 2 or 3 days, and you can get a bump if you have the bacteria in your body, or you can get a blood draw, and then their blood, if you have the bacteria in your body, will react with certain chemicals in the tube.
That's right.
Awesome. Okay.
And with the skin test, it's important. People have to come back in 2 or 3 days to have someone measure the bump, and the blood test to... No return visit necessary unless it's positive.
Yeah, the skin test is a little bit cheaper, or a lot cheaper, but it requires more time and someone who knows how to read it, and the blood test is kind of a one visit deal. So now Julia was gonna go ahead and just translate that information for us, and then we'll keep going.
If you did Kapla's hat. Kapla right hook, Kap Kalukitalit Hun Toysu, Tipping Kan Puf Kluni. Tiukuni Kumputaknistakami, Tiulak Tokam, Tipping of Kanani, the Wami Vrichuti, Puf Kluni, Tipping Kakan Tauna, Pilak Toktalisu, Aukiluku, Aukmi. Now,
thank you. So we've talked about TB, how we test for it, and I guess now we can talk a little bit about treatment. Evie, do you want to talk a little bit about what public health nursing does when it comes to TB case management?
Sure. So there's two different types. There's one for latent TB, which takes about 3 months on a regimen, 12-week regimen, and then for people that have active TB, it usually takes about 6 months, so we do directly observe therapy for them. And then for the people in the village...
Sorry, what does direct observe therapy mean?
Oh, sorry.
No, yeah.
So directly observe therapy means that someone needs to watch the person with active TB take the medicine, because... we want to make sure that the medicine is working. So we need to have someone watch this person take the medicine.
And so what else do public health nurses do?
We do a lot of case management. And so we track all the calendars for the patients that are taking the medicine. So we'll know... exactly how much medicine that they're taking, We also have them, we track their liver function tests. We also have them spit in these speed up bullet tubes, so we can find out if they're still contagious or if they're if they can go out and do other things. But I think that's mainly,
well, for treatment, yeah. But we, anyone who has TB in the Delta will have to work with public health nursing at some point, right?
Yeah.
So public health nurses, we visit communities with our itinerant nurses. And we're also here in Bethel at the clinic by the post office. And so we test and screen and ask people questions about TB symptoms, and then we work through the hospital to schedule appointments for evaluations. So we know all of the TB officers, the pharmacy, and chest x-ray technicians, because sometimes you have to get a chest x-ray to make sure that your lungs are okay. And then we follow you for your whole treatment and make sure that you complete it if you're in the village or in Bethel.
Yeah, and the other thing we do is we do contact investigations for people that have active TB, because we want to make sure that they're not infecting people in their homes or in their community. So we have to track TB. It's a reportable disease, so we need to do a contact investigation.
And so that's part of the reason why we're having Dr. Bruce and Nurse Evie here on the show. Typically, when we have an active case, we can just ask them where they've been and who they're close to when they're contagious. But in this case, because we are working with public health and it's a public health risk for other folks who were at the old bowling alley in Revival from April 12th to 14th, and we don't have all of the names of the hundreds or more people that were there for the 3 days, we're here today to notify the public, just like when the CDC says that lettuce has salmonella and they need to go get checked or there's a recall. We just want to let people know that they may have been exposed, and for their own health and for the health of the community, we want them to invite them to get tested either at YKHC or Bethel Public Health, or if you're in Anchorage, you know, you can get tested there at any clinic, or in the village, you can get tested at a clinic. So we just want to make sure that if you think you were, you know, if you were at the Revival, to go ahead and get tested. TB does not live in a building. You can't get it going into the old bowling alley. Now, it was only during those 3 days that you may have been exposed. Okay, and we're going to translate now.
Awai kanhtukuna mogilkilashatnik tibilri public health nursing at tibilren nasunrira kamang mogilkluki vrirakluki in rufkarakluki sutang vahluki toilu in huitlu alhkutait malichtasirluki usperitlu vrirakluki in riwik milutalil ritalil hut kluki X-ray vigni lutalil ritalil hut kluki a tali lunatmun bilht tibil rit hualu natmun bilhuga de hualu illait lui vrigluki moril kluki lu sachten ritlaka tibim bit kluku tali kan gluni old bowling alimi bilhungata Tony TB kuitan ritni luku khani kha kina pinga itni luku tovat pingan chat kaingat ni TB kuita yuituk yum ta khaman khayal khani ya chat kaingat ni khalun mi kuita yuituk ta khami yut an khayal khatun sakhtuk ngaluni
Thank you. And so, if you have a positive test, you are carrying the bacteria in your body, but it doesn't mean that you can spread it or that you're necessarily going to be sick. But we do have treatment available, the antibiotics for people who aren't infectious and people who are infectious. So we're working together with YKHC and with folks in Anchorage to make sure that we can treat any cases of TB that may come from our area.
I might just comment that with TB, the number one priority is to find people who are sick with TB disease and to treat them and cure them. Sometimes it's difficult to, after we start treatment for our TB disease, we feel better. We don't see a need to continue the medications. But we know it takes a minimum of 6 months of treatment. And to cure people of disease and prevent them from passing the infection on to other people, it's important they continue for the whole course. That's one of the driving reason why we use directly observed therapy, to make sure people take each and every dose that they need to cure their disease. And if many of us have TB infection, we're not sick, we don't really see a great need to take the medicine, but if we take the medicine, it reduces our chance of ever getting sick with TB by about 90%. So there's great advantages for us, and it makes it much less likely that you're ever going to become sick with TB. We believe strongly that the more people who get treated for TB infection, the less disease we're going to have in the YK and everywhere else in Alaska.
That makes sense. And thank you for stressing. Yeah, so oftentimes we are given a prescription, maybe amoxicillin 10 days for an infection, and sometimes after a week we stop taking it because we start feeling better, and sometimes it's hard to take all 10 days. So if you think about taking medication every day for 6 months, that's at least 180 days. So it's going to get cumbersome and tiring. So that's why we have somebody watch, not because we don't trust people, but because it can be really tiring to have to take medicine for that long. And we want to make sure to also not create resistance, because we do have drugs we can't really use anymore that used to cure TB, but now they can't for certain strains of TB. But Dr. Chandler, do we have any drug-resistant strains of TB in Alaska that we should be worried about?
Well, TB is a very an interesting disease, if we have a person with TB usually has millions of bugs. Who's sick with TB has millions of bugs in whatever part of the body that's being affected. And TB bacteria can spontaneously develop resistance to antibiotics, even without being exposed to the antibiotic. Uh-huh. If a person takes just one antibiotic and they have lots of bacteria, then we expect they'll greatly improve for 1 to 2 months, and then things get worse again, and now they have resistant TB. And so we see in some situations we've had some isoniazid-resistant TB in Western Alaska. We've had a few cases of what's called multi-drug-resistant TB that were people who were born in other countries and were likely infected with that drug-resistant TB strain in their home country before they moved to the United States.
Okay. But for the most part, as long as you take the drugs here, you should be treated and not have TB anymore. Be cured.
Even with multi-drug resistant TB. We have treatment regimens to deal with that. But like as you talked about, usually if you're not real sick with pulmonary TB, usually 6 months of treatment is all you need. But we have people with multi-drug resistant TB that we have to treat for 18 months to 2 years. And for the isoniazid resistant strain, we've had some in Western Alaska. The regimen, I might just say we usually start with 4 drugs for the first couple months, and then 2 drugs continue on for the next 4 months. There are regimens that require 3 drugs for 6 months to cure the INH resistant TB disease. There are different recipes depending on what the microbiologists find on your TB bacteria.
Different recipes, but they're all kind of long, and you might need help taking them.
They're all longer than anyone would like.
Yeah. Okay. And Julia's going to jump in again.
Awai in rulashatnik TB lgit in rutin тэгэх гоогайд асыгин хэмэн халлунаарлуун гэлин хэмэн тэмми тп нан луку халлуалхгүй дэйт маалхлу китамаана пиуткат иллайт ин рутэн пискуттайт маалхтфкнаг халлу аягни хаарлуки хэмэн тарлуку тоотн пегаамэн ин рум писчигалкиник питаангэрту халлу таамаана наууллу ти тапкуцаат in rum bin richtig ali luku tamana pit kluku in rut in rukiutait peskutait malich luki taktatsatun apeskumait sachten ritlaka khallu in rustig ali ritlaka pit kluku.
Thanks. And I guess lastly, unless we have any other topics that we might have left out, I just wanted to give some information on where and when you can get tested. You can go to YK. You may have to schedule a nurse's visit, which is shorter and easier to do, or a regular visit. But right now, you can this week walk in to the Bethel Public Health Center without an appointment, or call 543-2110 and schedule an appointment if you would like, but you can also just walk in. We're seeing people this week and next week as walk-ins from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can come in and get tested at the health center next to the post office.
Charlie, if rechts to go for TB, mon TB rechter luko kawi tal hukata. Now, so we may be hung out in reuchtum tangskan, pilot and hasu matumikani dilimi. Matumini dilimi public health center amikakali kiwim chanani.
Yeah.
It halutin kiingan.
Yeah.
Achlakiopkanatin. Matumini Dilimi Public Health Center, Mikali Kiwim Chanani, Akalutan Akhlakyun Rilinghman, TB Testarek to Yukung out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Sasai Chow Luting.
8:30 to 4.
So you can come in during our office hours. Or go to YK. And if you have any questions or want to talk to Dr. Chandler, you can call 269-8000, the Alaska TB program. So any questions you might have, you can call 269-8000 or 543-2110. We've got a lot of great practitioners, nurses, doctors, and even fancy epidemiologists who can answer questions about TB. And just know that you can get treated and cured of TB. Knowledge is power, so getting tested and making sure that we can cure everyone who has the bacteria and stop the spreading of TB. Dr. Chandler and Evie and Julia, thank you so much for your time. If you have any last words you'd like to say, now's the time to do it.
I think most of us are clueless of how much work the public health nurses, the health aides, and the medical providers and medical staff and the YK are doing to reduce TB in the YK. You have the opportunity to thank them for all their hard work.
Thanks, Dr. Chandler.
I just want to remind people that TB can be spread from person to person through air, and it's not through any surface. And it's not the fault of the church where this revival took place. And we treat TB, anyone with TB, the same way. I just want to let people know.
I might just add that the church situation in Bethel, we have similar situations here in Anchorage that we routinely are investigating and finding people who may have been infected.
Yeah. Julia is going to translate.
Aguna kanhtuk khatn mania gayugmi pilhatstun kinanukutkhatn Mania gayul rit pifkanagi, asanik tibil rechtan krakanani, kitunifkanagi, hasunani, binifkanagi, ivrila rit, tibik, sachten riten ritschka, bitklugu, hasu, asanunihununaya galuki bin ritschka, hasu tibik, aru lechten naklugu, tamana bitklugu, nasun rirakam, Хатн китунифкнаки нани супинифкнаки канрут клаагайт юфрихтсэклуугит инхулхкайт наллунеритаагаамнгикаайуркангиухнгаамн чаалииллу куяауиклуги инхиухтсугаллу иунтаагист маттуумак чаалиллерит юфрихиилу тимтипиг агуулайхтэннарлуку сахтнеритлэркаанун.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you to everyone who works on TB in the Delta and in Alaska. And have a great Wednesday.
Goyan. Goyan akva.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK. A show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.